Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, joining us here on VFN Radio is Paul Davidson. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Greg. How are you, sir?
Oh, just so glad, man. Doing good. So glad to hear from you and hear all the good things that are taking place in your life and ministry. Overflow Ministries, right?
Well, your heart for fathers and sons, and as it always, you and I have been like-minded and like-hearted about this ever since I've known you. You know, and so. So as we saw what was happening here and saw the repentance that was going on, and as we saw the event begin to unfold, as we volunteered ourselves, I mean, we just were here and heard about it, and we just said, how can we serve, you know? And so they've included us in allowing us to serve, and we just saw, you know, anybody that has a heart for a father and son and has the Malachi mandate of, you know, the hearts of the fathers being drawn to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And we just believe that with like-minded people should gather. And that's why I called you, is because I know your heart as far as that goes, and have always appreciated it for who you are and for what you stand for. And we wanted like-minded people to stand with us in this event.
I'm totally honored. You know, just really honored, as you know, obviously, you know my heart. And I know you were recalling also about the time we were gathered for a United Prayer meeting in an auditorium in Pensacola.
that was one of that United UPP, or United for Prayer for Pensacola, was one of the finest events that my wife and I had the honor of attending. And you know, of course, our kids were much smaller back then, and if we had no other opportunity for a date night, our date night for the month was to go to one of the local UPP meetings once a month at the different churches around. And of course, as you know, it culminated with a gathering at the Civic Center in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that my wife and I will never forget was an awesome moment was when you stood up on the podium and as a former deputy sheriff got on your knees before the, I can't remember the gentleman's name at top of the bottom,
yeah, top
ministry.
Of the bottom.
Mm-hmm. But he, at the time, he was the head of top of the bottom ministries. You got on your knees and asked forgiveness for racial profiling. Mm-hmm. And that was just a powerful moment.
Do you remember how God showed up at that moment, how powerful that was?
Oh, yeah. Well, why do you think I remember it?
He
was just
he took over the place. Didn't God just like, bam?
Yeah.
It's like, this is God.
Amen. That's exactly what it was. And we just, you know, and that's what we're believing for this event. We're believing that it's going to be 12 hours of that, of, wow, this is God. This is where this, you know, we're called to the ancient paths. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 6:16 talks about you stand at the crossroads. You look at the ancient path, ask for the good way in which you should go, and I'll give rest for your soul. You see, we're believing this. We're believing that this is one of those crossroads of life that many people are going to come to. And as they come to it, they're going to see God, and they're going to ask God for the ancient path. And so as we gather in unison here at this stadium, at this place where football is prominent, God is going to show up in this stadium, and there's going to be 50,000 ancient paths that are going to go forth out of here that's going to impact the nation and the world for decades to come.
That's
what we believe, and we're just so humbled to be a part of it.
No doubt. I'm honored to be asked. You know, that particular prayer came to pass about racial profiling, you know, being a former law enforcement officer. I was praying. I was a minister in the city. And we were gathering as we're working our way to this event at the Civic Center. And we prayed, and I was leaving. And as I was leaving, the Lord laid on my heart, tell them they need to pray for racial profiling. Ask God for forgiveness for the racial profiling. And what that is, you know, imagine, you know, that you, you know, you're an African-American family, you know, your husband and wife, you got your children, you know, you're riding down the road, and all of a sudden somebody pulls you over, a police officer pulls you over, just because you're African American.
That's right.
Not because of anything else. And then they take your father out and tell your father to put your hands on the car. And they talk disrespectful to your father, to your husband. Mm-hmm. and dishonor him, and how humiliating that is to a father and a family, you know,
right,
just because they're after, it's a spirit. Second thing is, as there's, you know, a mother sends her boy to get a gallon of milk from the store. He's just singing like any boy would sing or whatever, going down the street, and all of a sudden he gets stopped, and somebody starts patting him down and talking about things he's never heard about, talking about drugs or something like that. And he was just going to get some milk for his mother, but yet he was profiled because,
right,
he just happened to be a young African-American male.
Forgive us, Lord.
Yeah, and so the Lord laid on my heart, you know, that that needs to be dealt with. That's obviously not all officers, but that has happened. It happened many times. And so I'll go back in there and I tell them, I say, listen, you guys need to pray about this. It needs to be dealt with. And all of a sudden they turn to me and they go, well, you need to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. And so as we were there, you know, it just seemed like a standard gathering to me at that point, just kind of a standard gathering. And but all of a sudden, when Pastor Willie Williams, you know, talking
Willie
about
Williams, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
We came out right there, and it's like everything shifted at that one moment.
It did.
And do you know what was going on, Paul, the very same time when we left that night and we left that that civic center? We're driving back on the interstate highways where we're listening to the news. And guess what was happening in Washington, D.C. on the mall that very same day?
What?
Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr. was marching on Washington, D.C. about racial profiling.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that. I don't even found that out. I mean, God, listen, he's so just.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.